What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, it's Dr. Will Cole. This podcast is the manifesto for a new breed of health seekers. This is the art of being well. What's up, and welcome to the art of being well. I am a leading functional medicine expert. I get to consult people around the world via webcam, and I'm a New York Times bestselling author. I wrote Intuitive Fasting, which is my newest book, and The Inflammation Spectrum, and Ketotarian. If you want to learn more about my clinical work, the telehealth center, the books, there's lots of free resources there for you as well. You can check it all out at drwillcole.com. That's drwillcole.com. And my friends, listeners of The Art of Being Well, I am giving away free signed books of your choice. All you have to do is head on over to Apple Podcasts and rate and review. And I will be randomly picking winners every month, no matter when you're listening to this episode. Every month, my team and I will be picking winners and we'll be reaching out to you. And you can tell us which book you want, who you want me to sign the book to. And I will personally send you the book of your choice. So you can leave your Instagram handle in the review if you want, or message me on Instagram at Dr. Will Cole. And yeah, you can just say, hey, I left a review, and we'll be randomly picking winners. So good luck. All right, let's get to today's guest. Her name is Jessie Golden, devoted mother, model, Hatha yoga teacher, holistic health practitioner, author, and creator of The Golden Secrets. Jessie Golden has used her multifaceted career as a platform to inspire and empower people all over the world. Jessie's accomplishments began at an early age when, as a child, she became a ballerina in her mother's dance studio. After putting the debilitating disease rheumatoid arthritis into remission through natural methods, which you all are going to learn so much from her today about that, Jessie has established herself as a face of hope in the health and fitness industry. She continues to thrive despite her diagnosis. Stay tuned through the entire conversation because at the end, I'll answer another one of your burning health questions. All right, this is Jessie Golden's Art of Being Well. Jessie Golden, thanks so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh my goodness, I have so many questions, but I want to start with, because a lot of people that listen to the show obviously are very much immersed in health and wellness. They want to learn more, or many of people are struggling with different health issues, different inflammatory problems, and many of them under that specific subset of inflammatory problems of autoimmune issues. Mm-hmm. And you yourself have had your own journey with autoimmunity. Can you take us back to what that looked like in the early days when you first started having symptoms and it was impacting your life?
Yeah. So I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis at 29. I'm going to be 43 in a week.
So it was happy a long birthday.
Thank you. So it was quite some time ago. And it was really during a time where there wasn't as many resources as there are now. Obviously, there was no Instagram. Autoimmune disease was not talked about. Rheumatoid arthritis was associated with elderly. So there wasn't very many resources. And I had considered myself the epitome of health at the time. So it really struck me by surprise. I was vegetarian. I had been vegetarian since I was age 11. I gave birth at home naturally. I was a yoga teacher. I was, you know, a local at Erewhon and at the time Dragon Herbs. I was doing all the things, and my body started to shut down. As you said, like inflammation started to show up in my body. I think I let it slide longer than most. I was a single mom. I was breastfeeding, and I just kind of always had an excuse as to why I was run down and tired. And on top of that, I was a dancer my entire life. So I was just kind of used to being in pain, if that makes sense. And it took me a while to realize, like, okay, something's not right. So One of the first things, once I got diagnosed, I actually went the complete Western route. I was scared. And my doctor said, listen, if we treat this aggressively, you'll have a better chance of getting it into remission. And at that point, I had never taken over-the-counter drugs. You know, I took antibiotics maybe when I was younger for ear infections, but I wasn't really into that type of treatment. But I was scared. So I did what my doctor said. And just as I knew, I got every side effect possible. The drugs are really intense. Basically, I'm sure you know, but for the audience, like, chemotherapy type of drugs, methotrexate, TNF blockers, everything to basically kill your immune system. And I kind of knew early on that I had a really sensitive disposition and that I was going to get every side effect, but it's almost like I had to go through that process to get my family and friends to support me in a different, more holistic route. But the lines basically became blurred between the symptoms of the disease and the side effects of the drug. And I was like, you know, the first time I started looking at Western medicine with like crooked eyes was when I was pregnant. And that's why I decided to give birth at home. And then when I was diagnosed with this chronic disease, I thought, well, I don't want to be on medication the rest of my life. And then I noticed it was this vicious cycle. I actually started bleeding, getting my menstrual cycle that didn't stop for 15 days. And my doctor, instead of saying, hey, that's a side effect of methotrexate, let's try something else, he said, let's put you on birth control to regulate your cycle. and that's when it was just a huge red flag for me.
Yeah.
So I started this journey of trying to heal myself naturally and doing everything that I possibly could to empower myself. And if I could tell the audience anything, it's a never-ending journey. you know, it's the most humbling experience I've ever been through. And the one thing that I've noticed is it's ever-evolving. Like, what worked for me 15 years ago doesn't necessarily work for me now. I'm in a different phase of my life. And it's just constantly being open to new ideas and, you know, following people like you and following new doctors and listening to like what new treatments and what new things are happening, because it's always changing.
Yeah. Well said. So beautifully said. So everybody's journey is different and ever evolving, but what was the first corner that you turned? Obviously, there's lots of levels to healing, but what was the first needle mover for you and what did that look like?
Yeah. I took my diet to another level. Like, I think that's one of the main ways that people that are dealing with chronic health issues can empower themselves. Even if it doesn't work, it makes you feel better. You know, it makes me feel better to like be like, okay, I have a plan. So at the time, I did the macrobiotic way. I hired this counselor by the name of Mina Dobick, who at that time had healed herself from stage 5 ovarian cancer. She was given 3 months to live. And she did this macrobiotic way that was designed by Michio Kushi. And there's a lot of grain, a lot of fresh vegetables, a lot of rotating sea vegetables. You eat fish once a week, no sugar, no dairy, no coffee, nothing stimulating. It was a very clean, healing diet. And their whole concept was to basically just clean you out. I mean, I did go through a healing crisis. Anything bad that I ever put into my body did come out, takes your body from acid to alkaline. It even removes fat. Even though I was eating massive amounts of food at certain times of the day, because they even have certain times of the day that associate with certain organs. It's so fascinating. The fat was just kind of melting off of me. Just everything was, I had never felt more clear in my life. My eyes were white. I felt amazing spiritually and clear, but my body took a long time to find its way. Because at my worst, prior to before even starting that, it got so bad, the rheumatoid arthritis, that I was bedridden for almost a year, which wow. is insane because, you know, it's horrible for anybody, but I had come from this ballet background and I was a yoga teacher, and moving my body was how I lived my life. Yeah. So all of a sudden I couldn't use my body and I was like, now what do I do? But, you know, it was how I communicated, how I transmuted energy, how I dealt with everything.
Mm-hmm. One of the top questions that I ask when it comes to food and supplements is, what are my thoughts on apple cider vinegar? Is it something you should bring in? Is it, there's so much confusion around it, right? Apple cider vinegar has so much exciting science around it. I freaking love apple cider vinegar. It's great support digestion. It's almost like a whole food-based digestive enzyme. I love it. It helps to support many things within our gut health. But the caveat is, you want to make sure you're getting it in a safe, effective way. The way that I get apple cider vinegar is Paleo Valley's apple cider vinegar complex. This is how I recommend my patients to get it and how I'm recommending it for you all to get it as well. You can get all the healing properties of ACV into your daily diet without the fuss or the burn that straight up ACV can give you, which I wouldn't recommend. ACV has been shown to support digestion, breaking down proteins for better absorption, improving blood sugar response. If you're struggling with hangriness or cravings, this is a top trick for sure. And what I love about Paleo Valley's complex is that they combine the ACV with other healing spices like turmeric, ginger, cinnamon, and lemon. If you have any digestive problems, you have to try this out. So all you have to do is head on over to paleovalley.com/Dr. Will for 15% off your first order. Again, that's paleovalley.com/Dr. Will. That's D-R-W-I-L-L. paleovalley.com/Dr. Will for 15% off your first order. All right, my friends, here is a clinical pearl, as we call it in healthcare. It is something that I see on labs and patients' health history so much. And it's a top just trick that I want everybody to consider bringing into their life. That is making sure you are supporting, why am I pausing so dramatically? Making sure you are supporting your electrolytes. It's so, so important. Man, electrolytes are so far reaching in their influence in how we feel. So you definitely have to make sure that you are supporting electrolyte balance in your body every day. The way that I get it, the way that I love to get it, is Element. It contains a science-backed electrolyte ratio with 1,000 milligrams of sodium, 200 milligrams of potassium, and 60 milligrams of magnesium with none of the junk. No sugar, no coloring, no artificial ingredients, no gluten, no filler, no BS. Element can help prevent and eliminate headaches, muscle cramps, fatigue, sleeplessness, and other common symptoms of electrolyte deficiency. Right now, Element is offering my listeners a free sample pack with any purchase. That's 8 single serving packets free with any Element order. This is a great way to try all their 8 flavors or share Element with a salty friend. We all have one of those. So get yours at drinkelement.com/Will Cole. This deal is only available through this link. So you must go to drinkelement.com/Will Cole.
What's up, everyone? I'm Kristen Cavallari.
And I'm Stephen Coletti.
We're so excited to announce Dear Media's new podcast, Back to the Beach with Kristen and Stephen, where we'll revisit all of your favorite episodes of Laguna Beach, The Real Orange County, and unveil behind-the-scenes secrets, tea, and all sorts of new insight into this groundbreaking show. So join us every Tuesday.
Available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm already feeling nostalgic.
So macrobiotic, that, I mean, you mentioned your health journey evolving. Are you still macrobiotic? How long were you macrobiotic? And then what did that evolve to if you aren't still?
Yeah. So I did hang on to my, I think I was strict macrobiotic for about 2 years, like where I was bringing my food even to restaurants. I mean, I was such a, you know, dork, like had a cooler, really, really strict. And then I slowly started to like wean myself back into being normal, because one of the hardest things when you're going through a healing crisis and you're making your own food and you're on this strict diet is your social life suffers. You know, it's really hard to be out in public and go to restaurants and be around friends that are like doing all these things that you can't necessarily do. So I slowly started to like try and make my life more normal and find that balance between being healthy, but also like allowing myself to go to the movies and eat popcorn. So it was a slow transition, and I would definitely listen to my body's biofeedback. But I think because I was so strict for so long, it just reset my entire system. And I was actually able to like naturally bring foods back into my diet. But right now, my diet is completely different. I'm trying to have a baby. I have a 17-year-old, which is crazy. So I'm in this completely different phase of my life. And intuitively, I just felt like I wanted to put more fat on my body. I stopped intermittent fasting. I started eating animal protein again. I started drinking raw milk for the first time in my life. Like I'm doing very ancestral Weston A. Price type of.
Price, yeah. That's what I thought. I would have heard pregnancy, fats, and raw milk. I'm thinking, that's a Weston A. Price girl right there.
Yeah, yeah. It just, you know, it's interesting. It just makes sense. And I think there's something to say about that, because I turned vegan when I was 11. It was very unusual growing up in Chicago in the 80s. Like everyone thought I'd lost my mind. I joined PETA. I became an advocate for being a vegan and animal rights. And because I had made such a stance, I ignored a lot of my body signals that was craving animal protein and these different things for years, because I didn't want to go back on my word. And I do believe there are other ways, but I think that there's a nice balance. And I'm really learning about regenerative agriculture and holistic grazing. And and being a vegan doesn't necessarily mean that you're not killing animals. Unfortunately, when we have to plow all the land for vegetables, we kill just as many. So
And when you see your health suffer, I think, like you said, I hear this all the time. I mean, I was a vegan for a long time as well. And I hear many people in the health space that that's their public front-facing thing. And that never was mine. But many people, that's their identity. That's their tribe. That's their focus. And then you feel like, oh, like the blowback, the hate that people get whenever they evolve and what served them at this season of their life, they evolved to something else. What was that like for you, that tribalism that's there in the vegan community, especially the animal welfare section within veganism? What was that like for you?
There's nothing scarier than vegans coming after you.
There's some of the meanest people.
You know, it's interesting because when I was young, I mean, like 11, 12, 13, I made every supper an opportunity to preach about how you can live a life without eating animals. And that got out of my system very early. And then I carried on being a vegetarian, being a vegan for years, and I never talked about it. I never preached it. I just kind of kept quiet. I never made it my identity. But I did try and educate people when they asked, like, how do you eat? And I was like, well, you can just eat this. And, you know, if people asked, I definitely shared. But saying that, like, I'm proud to be an investor in a vegan restaurant here in California. And I do support people eating a plant-based diet. But I think that everybody has a different constitution. And you need to, like, listen to what your body is wanting and craving. So when I did start sharing, you know, that this is what I'm doing, you know, people have their opinions. And on my Instagram feed, for example, I kind of let people handle the comments amongst each other. I don't fight with people. I don't feel like a need to explain myself or, you know, I just don't have the energy these days.
Yeah, you're trying to make a baby. Leave me alone.
Yeah,
people.
I'm harnessing my energy. I'm like, I'm over here.
But I mean, I love vegan food. I love vegan restaurants. There's nothing wrong with it. Like, to me, it's like, what works the best for you? Like, what is your path? What's making you feel amazing? And if you realize what you're doing isn't working for you, it doesn't mean you have to abandon everything, but how can you pivot? I mean, even when I wrote Ketotarian, I said mostly plant-based, and I talked about the bioavailability of some foods that some people need to bring in, and it could be a game changer for your health. Just be open-minded to changing your mind and being okay with changing your mind and learning more. And I think that's exactly what you did. We talked about Weston A. Price. Let's geek out a little bit about Weston A. Price. I mean, for people that are like, who's Weston A. Price? Can you tell a little bit about that? Like, I love that work though.
Yeah. I mean, I know a little bit about like his history, but I could explain more like on my path, but like,
yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
He studied every ancient tribe, for example, and like almost every culture in history, like women have eaten and prepared their bodies with like milk and fat and eggs and like all these amazing healthy foods, even before they tried getting pregnant, nutrient dense foods. But for me, it just made sense. And it's crazy because it's so interesting. I was like, you know, celery juice every day and carrot juice. And I was doing all, you know, the juicing and the thing. And I had a lot of inflammation in my body. And here I switch to, I'm drinking raw milk, like getting special raw milk. I'm doing eggs. I'm doing like lamb chops. And within the first 2 weeks, all the inflammation went away. And I was shook. I was like, how is this possible? Even though I was choosing organic vegetables, I think just the oxalates and other inflammatory factors that people don't realize that vegetables can have when you eat it raw was eventually started irritating me. I mean, I did it for years and originally it worked. And that's exactly what I'm saying. Originally it worked. And then it started to get to be a problem. So, so now I'm doing, you know, honey and milk and orange juice. And I'm also went down this rabbit hole. I'm not sure if you've heard of Dr. Ray Peet.
I haven't.
He has a little bit of contradicting wisdom as far as Weston A. Price with fish oils and DHA, but pretty much everything else is they're right on the same path with their suggestions. But it's really fascinating stuff. If anybody wants to check it out.
Yeah, it is. I love it. I love that you're open-minded and okay with pivoting and learning more and testing things and experimenting with things. I think that's what this podcast is all about. It's the art of being well. And this is your art. This is your art of learning how can you nourish your body in different seasons of your life. All right. So let's go into your own personal health journey, then the catalyst to like you starting your amazing business. Like, what was that like and what made you want to go there?
Yeah. So I had no intention of being a skincare owner or a business owner. It just really happened organically. Like I said, at the time when I got diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, there was no resources and I was still modeling for a living and I was kind of in the public eye and I was working for a lot of like these new yoga companies that were just birthing and they were giving me a platform to share my story that I had rheumatoid arthritis. I didn't walk for a year and I kind of healed myself naturally. And because it sold yoga pants, I feel like they allowed me to share my story, but I was just so excited to like be able to share something that was more than just the way that I looked. I was so excited to be able to share like an inspirational story, but I started to get like a bunch of emails and MySpace messages back then, people asking me like how I did it and what I was eating and what I was doing. And it would literally keep me up at night, these messages, because I felt so compelled to help these people. Because I was like, there's nothing out there right now, especially not for a 29-year-old. So I started creating a blog called The Golden Secrets, where I would just answer basic questions, share tools, modalities, things that were working for me. And eventually people started asking like, what was I using on my skin? What do I do for this? What do I do for that? I started sharing right away, like the connection, because when you go through macrobiotics, especially, I mean, they deep dive your house. Like, what are you putting on your skin? What clothes are you wearing? Are you sleeping next to an electrical outlet? Like everything is like, let's check everything. So I really started noticing about the connection between what I was putting on my body and how it was making me feel as well.
Yeah.
But I had been making my own products since high school. And I had this one product, which was an essential oil blend that people had been asking me about for years. And people would say, where is that? What is that? Can I get that? And I kind of like was protective over it. Like I didn't want to share it. And a friend of mine who I really admire in business, he said, why don't you bottle that stuff and put it on that website? Because at that point, I was just sharing wisdom just for free. I wasn't like making a living at writing. So I started packaging the stuff that I was making for myself and it took off. And I was just talking to somebody about this yesterday, like having been in the industry as a model and being the face of several companies. When I decided I was going to do this, I was like, it has to be deeper than just the skin. Like I'm using all natural organic products that have been around for since ancient times, but how can I make it less superficial? So I created affirmations cards for all the products to encourage people to take the moment to give themselves a little bit of self-love and maybe say some positive affirmations to rewire their brain. Because unfortunately, many of us, when we look at ourselves in the mirror and we're doing our skincare, we're pointing out all the flaws. And it's like, how can I take this tool and get people to just kind of give themselves some love, you know?
Mm-hmm. So what are the different products out there? What are your favorites?
So
it's probably hard to pick. It's like your baby.
I know it is. It's my baby. So the Signature Blend essential oil perfume is how it all began. And it's based on an ancient formula to entice romance and love.
Ooh.
And it's all natural. It's all organic, no toxic chemicals. Because I think if I could tell anybody anything about the products they're putting on their skin, stay away from fragrance. Like the word fragrance in itself is a blanket term for over 150 toxic chemicals. And people don't know that. It could say natural origin, natural products. And then all of a sudden you see fragrance and it's a loophole for people to protect their trade secrets. So this has nothing like that in it. It's all natural. And then my bestseller is my face oil, which is 10 organic plant botanicals. That is just incredible. You know?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
To check these out. So what's the scent smell like? How would you describe it?
It's earthy, citrusy, and floral. But the coolest thing about essential oils is essential oils work with your own body chemistry. So it smells different on everybody. And it can also smell different during different seasons in your life, or like, you know, for women, like as your hormones fluctuate during different moon cycles. Like with essential oils, that's the coolest thing, is it works with your body's chemistry to create a scent that's just as unique, you know, to you. And it affects people around you too. Like, you know, back to perfume, I can't preach this enough, but they're calling fragrance perfume the new secondhand smoke. So you're not only disrupting your own body chemistry and hormones and everything else, but you're affecting your people around you. Like when you hug them or when they smell you, you know?
Yeah. There is a product out there that people are calling nature's superfuel in a bottle. The fourth macronutrient, and I want you all to know this, that if I have any sponsor on The Art of Being Well, it's because I love it personally, I use it personally, or I recommend it to patients, or both. This is better than caffeine, better than sugar, and I want to introduce you to the world's best cap secret. It's called, drumroll please, Ketone IQ. Ketone IQ delivers a clean, focused boost of energy. It's a competitive edge your brain and body will thank you for. It's clinically proven to boost mental clarity, endurance, recovery, and more. Man, I use this all the time. I use it when I'm consulting patients and I don't want that afternoon, like slightly slump of energy. I want to just have a pick me up. If I'm going to have a later night, I took my son to a Justin Bieber concert and it's way past my bedtime of 9 p.m. So I took the Ketone IQ. I felt amazing, not jittery, but just focused, and I enjoyed my night. Visit ketone-iq.com and use promo code WILLCOLE at checkout to save 10%. Again, that's ketone-iq.com and promo code WILLCOLE, or the next 100 people to visit ketone-iq.com, use promo code WILLCOLE at checkout, will save 20%. Again, that's ketone-iq.com, promo code WILLCOLE. Our next partner has a product I have loved for a long time. It's been a game changer in my life, in my patients' lives. So what is the stuff? With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. The special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging, all the things you want to be supporting. It's lifestyle friendly, whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free. It contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything, while still tasting really good. And they have over 7,000 five-star reviews. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water. That's all you have to do. That's it. To make it really easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D. Man, vitamin D deficiency is so commonplace. I see it low on labs all the time. It's needed to support your mood, your energy, regulates inflammation. They're going to give you a whole year supply of that, plus 5 free travel packs of Athletic Greens with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/WillCole. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/WillCole to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Let's go there. I didn't know we were going to go, but I think this is really important. I've never talked about it in the podcast, is the perfume industry, even candles that people that have diffusing. Can we talk about that? Like, I'm around natural things all the time. And when I'm with somebody that has like fabric softener or a candle or one of those plug-in things or perfume, I get nauseous because it's so toxic and to the body, but people are around it all the time. They're like desensitized to it, right? I mean, what are the things people need to look out for?
Yeah, I would not use anything like that. I mean, Glade, any kind of candles. Like, I make my own candles, but you can get your own make candles or find candles that are beeswax. I don't even do soy because a lot of times soy does have some other stuff in there. It's like GMO. And make sure it's essential oil based, no fragrance. You can do aromatherapy machines and get pure essential oils. There's no need for like toxic chemicals. And you could even get these little like wool balls for your dryer instead of using dryer sheets. It's eco-friendly. It's literally just a little ball. And you could just put a little drop of essential oil in there and throw it in your dryer. There's ways around it. And it's so interesting because a lot of people like think it's normal to just have hormonal issues or headaches or like all these random symptoms. And it's not normal. Like, something you're doing isn't working. And nine times out of 10, it's something that you're doing on a daily basis to yourself outside of like the environment. So candles, perfume, lotions, you know, of course the food, but a lot of people are finally getting it that they should eat healthier and choose organic when they can, but then they're still like buying Chanel perfume. Yeah. I'm like, what are you guys doing? You're doing yourself a disservice.
Mm-hmm. And our skin's our largest organ and we're breathing these things in. It's like people need to be mindful of it. You're absolutely right. It's not talked about enough and I'm glad that we're highlighting it. And you mentioned the highest best-selling product you have is the face oil. What are the different botanicals in there? People love the beauty stuff and the natural beauty specifically. So you're going to have a sea of people that are just like yearning to know what's in this.
Oh, good. So one of the magical, I mean, it's, every ingredient's magical, but Heliochrysum, which is called the everlasting flower, is like, dates back to Cleopatra. And it's a flower that never dies. That's one of the most potent ingredients in there for anti-aging. Rosehip seed oil, which has retinic acid, like natural derivative of vitamin A. So it's going to give you all the benefits of a synthetic retinoid without the toxic side effects or the sun sensitivity or any kind of peeling or anything like that. Natural vitamin A, which is probably the best antioxidant, and it's derived from non-GMO sunflowers. What else is in there? Frankincense, lavender, pomegranate. Pomegranate has this like silky, buttery feel, and that's like one of the carrier oils in there. So you're going to feel that immediately on your skin. It has a ton of beta carotene in there. So we also have carrot seed. So it naturally gives you a golden glow. As soon as you put it on, it just revitalizes the skin instantly. So that's why it's like instant gratification. And then of course, the more you use it, the magnify, you know, the results magnify. But most people, it's like just instantly. You can wear it with or without makeup for women. Some women like to like use it as a base with their foundation, but it's pretty magical.
All right, my friend. That, as you know, the podcast is called The Art of Being Well, and this part of the pod is your Art of Being Well. This is Jesse Golden's Art of Being Well. I'm going to throw out just different things. I want to learn more about your Art of Being Well. Are you up for this challenge?
I love it. I love it.
All right. All right. Let's go. That first question is, if you're stuck on a desert island and you are looking for survival and nutrient density, but you had one food, what would that food be?
Coconuts.
I hear that a lot. And that's what I would say too.
Because you can also use it on your skin and it's fatty. Right.
It's like a natural sunscreen, yeah, mildly.
Exactly. Yeah.
Perfect. You got electrolytes in the coconut water, fat, fiber, protein. Yeah, it is perfect food.
It is.
No wonder it's by the beach.
I love it.
For all the people stuck on islands. All right, next question is, if completely opposite, purely on taste and deliciousness, you had one food only for the rest of your life, what would that food be?
I'm on a big ramen kick right now.
Really?
Yeah. Just like...
That's not so Weston A. Price.
It is not. It is not. But you know, my husband will cook like a New York steak or something and I'll throw that in there. But like any, like soup is just so nourishing and homey to me. And so I just throw basically everything I possibly can in there.
I love it. Yeah. I love the flexibility that you give yourself.
You have to.
I love it. You said something earlier that it's definitely true. It can be isolating when someone's trying to do something. So that's part of the art too, is like, what's your wiggle room? What can you do? Not everybody has all the wiggle room, but long-term, that's what I definitely need to do. And I strive to do for my patients, because they have to live their life.
Right.
And if we're healing, we should gain wiggle room over time wherever possible.
I think 80-20 is like always kind of what I've had in my mind, because a lot of people, when they feel like they have to clean out their diet or something, like, this is forever, my life's over, and they get overwhelmed. And it's like, no, it's just for now. And then, you know, you can slowly bring it back. But if you just, if like you have only healthy food in your house, for example, then when you go out with your friends once a week or once every other week, go ahead, have the wine, eat the cake, like, enjoy your life.
Yeah. And then I would say just, and also find alternatives for many things, like the better alternative of the wine or the better treat. Like, there's ways to live your life still.
100%.
All right, next question. What are two supplements that have been the biggest game changer for you?
I would probably say IONBIOME, which is like the mineral prebiotic supplement. I take it all the time. I have my entire family on it. And then I probably would say a probiotic. Like when I originally got diagnosed with RA, probiotic changed my life. I love called Sporebiotic. It's by Microbiome Labs has the best probiotics. Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, next question. What's your latest non-food, non-supplement biohack or wellness tool that you're really into?
I just got a key coil. It's like getting real woo-wah over here. My husband is like, what is that? I'm like, it's energy. Yeah, I don't know. It's supposed to be like a frequency, you know, you plug it into your phone and it's got this little key coil that you can like hold on your chest. And there's different.
I don't know about this. I need to learn about it.
It's kind of like, it's just like harmonizing sound, but the key coil actually is magnetic. I don't know. They give you like a magnet so you can like make sure it's actually working, but you can choose different sounds like for pain or for sleep or for reducing stress. So I'm kind of just like playing around with it, but I love like all these biohacks, because especially living with a chronic disease, like I just love doing things that make me feel better. Even if it's not necessarily working, I'm empowering myself and I'm like, taking time for myself to do something, you know?
Right. And you're experimenting. Not everything works. That's okay. And what works for one person may not work for you.
Yeah, exactly.
And the next question is, what is one wellness myth that you would like to dispel?
Oh, gosh, there's so many. right?
Yeah, there's a lot.
I mean, I feel like we touched on it, but there's one diet for everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that it's just like, just get rid of that, you know?
Yeah. Well said. Well said. All right. Next question. What's one wellness brand? It could be a food, it could be a snack, it could be a product that you really have been digging lately.
Therasage is one of my favorite companies. I have their sauna. I have their little ozone module. I have their water pitcher. Yeah. I have their bubbler thing that ozonates vegetables and cleans food. I have so many things from them, and they're just a great company. It's family owned and they're great.
Love them. They're good people. All right. Next question. What's one spiritual practice or mindfulness practice that has helped you out the most?
I mean, I would say just like meditation and tuning in, but even more than that, you know, like for some people that feel like they can't sit still, like you can accomplish a walking meditation. You know, I love walking and just kind of tuning out, not listening to anything, and just kind of having that time for yourself, allowing time every single day so that you can hear your inner thoughts.
Love it. What's your favorite way to exercise?
I still revert back to my ballet background. You know, I'll just do some ballet bar. It's the best workout on the planet.
If someone wants to learn, like, can they do it on their own? Or is it virtual classes? Do they have to go somewhere?
There's so many great resources now on YouTube, free classes. Like, look up ballet bar and I'm sure a bunch of stuff will pop up.
Yeah. Okay. So when we're seeing, I do see these studios pop up too. So bar is a form of ballet. I guess I kind of knew that, but I didn't know if it was considered the same sort of school of thought.
So the coolest thing about ballet is any ballet class that you go to in any country in the world, you are going to start and do the same series of movements. So there's foundational movements, no matter if you're a beginner or advanced. It's like when you go to play basketball, like Michael Jordan is still just shooting hoops like you would at your first basketball class. Like there's the same foundational movements. It never changes. You start with pliés and then tendus, and then you just kind of go through these series. It's kind of like yoga in that fact, where you would do like a vinyasa flow.
Got it. What is a book that you've read in the last year that's really inspired you or got you thinking in a new way?
I'm reading Dirty Jeans actually right now.
Ben Lynch?
Yeah, Ben Lynch. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised I haven't read it before, and he sent it to me actually. It's intense. It's a lot.
It's good stuff though.
Yeah.
Good information.
I've gone down many rabbit holes with that. Like my son's like got the MTFH gene, and it's just like mind-boggling. But I find all that fascinating. I love doing research and stuff.
Yeah. Methylation, it's pretty dense.
But yeah.
He makes it as digestible as methylation can be, I think.
Yeah.
He did a good job.
Yeah, he did.
Good job.
His supplements are great too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Seeking help.
Yeah, for sure. All right. I think I know the answer to this, but maybe you can surprise me. What's one skincare product? If you only had to use one, what would that be?
I haven't talked about it yet. It's called the Heal All Oil, and it's a single ingredient oil, and it takes care of like over a dozen skin conditions, from anti-aging to wrinkles, but even like more common issues, like if you burn yourself or cuts or scrapes, it can help with joint pain, rheumatism, hair growth. It's the holy grail of all oils.
Awesome. What's in it? It's a single
ingredient. So it's just 100% organic Tamanu oil. And Tamanu oil is from the Polynesian Islands. They've used it for centuries for its healing and beauty. And it's just still one of those oils that isn't talked about that much. And it is like, it's the most beautiful oil, I feel like, on the planet. Because you can use it for everything. You can put on your lips. I put it on my eyelashes for eyelash growth, hair. It's like, it's amazing.
So they can get that on your site as well?
Yeah, the Heal All Oil.
Heal All Oil. All right. And we'll put the links in the show notes for all of these for people to check it out at drwillcole.com. All right. Next question. What's your favorite restaurant in the world, and what do you order when you go there?
I don't think I have a favorite restaurant. It's kind of sad.
Well, probably because you're cooking all this beautiful macrobiotic Weston A. Price ramen meals at home.
And you honestly, don't need to eat it. Yeah, no, honestly, I think like, and especially since during quarantine, my husband is such a good cook too. And he just spoiled me. And when we do go out, we're kind of always disappointed. I don't know. I don't have a favorite restaurant.
That's okay. Yeah. I love it. Your home is your favorite restaurant.
It is.
All right. Last question. What's the best piece of advice you've received and who gave it to you?
Oh my gosh, this is funny. I thought of this yesterday and it's kind of, can I swear on here?
Yeah, we can. Totally.
Okay. Go for it. This is interesting. So my grandma, who was just so like crass and outspoken when I was younger, I remember having this feeling like everybody had this perfect life and I didn't. I grew up in like a broken home and stuff. And she said to me, honey, if it looks like they have their shit together, their life is probably way more fucked up than yours. And it just like stuck with me. And I think it's so valid with like social media right now. Like, you know, if people look like they have everything together and their life's perfect, like, their life is probably way worse than yours. Like, honestly, we just don't share it all. So just know that everybody's got problems. Everybody's got shit. And, you know, some of us share more of it than others and show more of it than others, but you're not alone.
I love it. I love it. Sweet grandma. I'm pretty sure expletives don't count if it's from grandma.
I know. She said all the things. She was pretty amazing.
This has been a great conversation. Where can people get connected with your work, see all those amazing things that we've been talking about? Where do they go?
So thegoldensecrets.com is where I have everything. I still write blogs once a week as well. So there's thousands of articles on there. And then Instagram at Jesse Golden is where I share most often. And then of course we have at The Golden Secrets, and we have TikTok and Twitter and Pinterest and Facebook. We have all the things. We're on everywhere.
That's awesome. You need to teach me your TikTok ways because I don't get it.
I've seen a couple of your videos. You're doing pretty good.
No, it takes me way too long. I don't have time for it.
I know. It's so tricky, you know. It's like I'll post the dumbest thing and it'll get like all these likes and I'll take so much time trying to be cool and educational and no one cares. It's
counterintuitive.
Yeah.
Less is more, I guess, is the message here.
Yeah.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
At the end of every episode, I'll be answering a question from one of you guys. Nothing is off limits. Ask me anything. And you can send your questions over to me on Instagram or Facebook. As a functional medicine practitioner, it's been fun seeing the questions that have already come in on different food philosophies, wellness trends, and ways to approach overall mental, emotional, and physical health and well-being. Thanks for those. And I'm looking forward to seeing what else is on your mind. Now it's time for another Ask Me Anything. Today's question is from Jenna. Jenna asks, what are some things I can do from a functional medicine perspective for my eczema? Great question, Jenna. So when you're talking about any autoimmune issue, whether it be eczema or like with Jesse's rheumatoid arthritis or Hashimoto's autoimmune thyroiditis or people that have ulcerative colitis, Crohn's, lupus, there's over 100 different autoimmune type issues that we know in science today. These are big, complex things. And an answer at the end of The Art of Being Well will never do the depth that it requires, right? But for the sake of the question, and that's what Ask Me Anything's for, I'll show you what I have seen, different tips and tricks, and what the science is showing for some tools within your toolbox. None of these are magic cure-alls, but they are used clinically, and this is what I consult patients with. So every case is different, and some tools are more effective than others, depending on the case, but that's the science and art of what I do all day long. So if you want to learn more about my functional medicine telehealth center, caveat, so we can get your bioindividuality and understanding it and put it in context with your health history and labs, check it out at drwillcole.com. But let's talk about the science and eczema, because there is a lot of exciting things within the scientific literature that are exploring different tools within the eczema toolbox. So labs would be the first thing that comes to mind. So I would want to see what is driving that inflammatory skin problem. And this applies to anything,
but also specifically any inflammatory skin problem, whether it be eczema or dermatitis or psoriasis. I'd want to understand the mechanisms there. So looking at a full blood panel, looking at gut health, looking at chronic infections, definitely important. Some studies show that probiotics can be a beneficial tool within the toolbox, specifically different lactobacillus strands. Lactobacillus acidophilus, I know, has been researched. Lactobacillus paracasei. They both have been shown to enhance antimicrobial immunity through something called the TLR activation, basically modulating the immune system in a beneficial way. Of course, sunlight exposure, vitamin D. Vitamin D can stimulate interleukin-2 and actually work together to increase the activity of T regulatory cells, which is without a doubt needed for any autoimmune inflammation type problem, and also suppress different inflammatory pathways. Healthy exposure to sunlight is probably the best way of increasing your blood vitamin D levels. You also can look at different foods that have some lower levels of vitamin D, and you can get vitamin D levels through food, but sunlight, supplementation, definitely going to be advantageous there to get to the optimal zone of vitamin D. About 60 to 80 is where we like it on labs. So things like fatty fish, grass-fed liver or chicken liver, egg yolks are all sources of vitamin D. Research also suggests that vitamin D supplementation, of course, can improve eczema severity because of that modulation of the immune system. So let's think of some other things. Silymarin is the compound within milk thistle. I've seen some studies that showed the suppression of different interleukin levels, which are basically inflammation levels. And I've also seen some trials being done with silymarin, which is, again, the compound in milk thistle in topical creams, which can be beneficial for improving skin inflammation from the outside in. Licorice, some studies have been showing that licorice and blends using licorice with other compounds like willow bark, gentian root extracts as an anti-inflammatory tool as well. And CBD, surprisingly enough, CBD has been shown to modulate interleukin levels as well, which suppresses, again, this inflammatory response by stimulating this activation of T regulatory cells. So think of these different autoimmune inflammation type problems as being kind of a seesaw that's out of balance, and T regulatories will have this balancing, modulating effect in the body. Echinacea is another one that's been shown to modulate interleukins in a positive way. So yeah, there's different things. Now, do I think that CBD and echinacea and vitamin D are magic pills and cure-alls for people? No, they need to be put into context with a confluence of different factors that no matter what type of inflammatory problem you have, these are all different tools within the toolbox. Hopefully that makes sense. Ultimately, I want to see from a diagnostic standpoint, what is contributing and causing these flare-ups, and labs will illuminate the variables for the individual, and every case is different. Thanks so much for the question. Thanks again for listening to The Art of Being Well. If you have a chance, please rate and review the podcast here. And if you like what you're hearing, hit follow and pass it along to a friend. To see more, head to drwillcole.com/podcast. I'll be back every Monday and Thursday, and I hope you will too. Talk soon.